Tired of listening to the same old playlists or podcasts over and over? Maybe it's time to mix things up. Try something new. Hit explore. Avoid the blah and the boring before you even put your headphones in. Add some fun in the mix. Say yabba dabba doo to a bowl of Pebbles cereal and enjoy by the spoonful. Fruity and cocoa Pebbles cereal. Less blah, more yabba dabba doo. Head to your nearest grocery store to buy Pebbles cereal today. The Flintstones and all related characters and elements. Copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
Every day, thousands of Comcast engineers and technologists create connectivity solutions that change the way we work, live, and play. Like Kunle, a Comcast engineer who is focused on revolutionizing the in-home Wi-Fi experience today and for the next generation. Kunle builds powerful Xfinity Wi-Fi devices that deliver a fast, reliable connection with capacity to connect hundreds of high-bandwidth devices at once, and next-level latency for the applications of the future, like augmented and virtual reality and cloud gaming. Learn more at comcastcorporation.com/Wi-Fi.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, I mentioned the Molly Malone statue. Ray Yates is with me, Dublin City Council Arts Officer. Ray, thanks a million for joining us. So,
hi, how are you doing?
I'm not too bad. Tell me, what is the plan for Molly Malone?
Well, I'm very aware that this has caused a certain amount of disquiet and upset to members of the public. And I've been actually dealing with various inquiries about that statue for about a year now. And it was necessary for us to kind of study this because, as always, we're afraid there might be unintended consequences of any actions that you take. So if I break it down into its component parts, there may be a safety issue here. And we were just at the statue today along with engineers from the city about getting up and down off the plinth the whole time, although it's a very low plinth. I don't see much of an issue there, but it's causing a little play in the statue. A little vibration in it, and we're going to start studying the where it's fixed to make sure it's entirely safe. It is entirely safe, and the engineers signed off on that. But long-term, constant getting up on the plinth and pushing out the statue could be a safety issue. That's the first thing.
Okay.
The second part of this is, as an arts officer, I don't want anyone to touch a public work of art appropriately or not appropriately. I don't want people to touch the O'Connell Monument or to scratch the spire or, you know, nobody wants that kind of touching to go on. Now, it's a little bit, because the plinth is quite low and it's in such a popular area of town, you know, people are taking advantage of the opportunity. And the second part of it is people feel that it's being touched inappropriately. That it's a female figure and that's causing some disquiet.
When did that start? I don't know. Maybe it was a thing, but I don't remember it being a thing that people would grope the statue when it was around at the bottom of Grafton Street. Maybe they were.
I think they were. And, you know, having done some research on it, it's a gender-blind activity. It occurs on male statues in different European countries, so, as well as on this female statue. So I also watch people doing it, watch women doing it, watch men doing it. They're very unaware of what they're doing.
Yeah, because that's an interesting point, because, you know, it's often come up and people talk about, you know, masculinity and misogyny and things like this. And I know there's a famous relief of a poet in a graveyard in France that people straddle kind of male and female straddle it. And yeah, I've walked past the Molly Malone and it is men and women who grab the statue. They don't seem to kind of think of it as a gendered thing.
No, it's a kind of a Blarney Stone moment or something.
Yeah.
Where no one's really thinking about what they're doing. So I don't think it's entirely gendered, but it is inappropriate. And the statue, because of its design, is particularly inviting. Let's put it that way.
that's one way of putting it.
Yeah. I could understand that it's happened. And it's worn off the patination and it's down to the brass. So we have to actually repatinate it. We also have to do, you know, some long-term safety work. And one of the things we're going to do is we're going to ask stewards to be at the statue for a week or two during May. But this is a learning process. It's a discussion with people rather than, I don't think people are aware. And if people say we'd rather you don't do that or even don't even stand up on the plinth, I think we could move on. And the tour guides as well are actually encouraging their clients to do this. And we're in touch with them. It's quite difficult to to communicate with tour guides because a lot of them are freelancers.
Mm.
So we think the steward would be a good move as well, because they could just directly talk to the groups that arrive.
Is it that big a deal that people do it, though?
Well, I think, having spoken to, you know, particularly even members of staff in the council and various women who've approached me, I think it is a big deal. I don't think we should be mimicking this kind of behaviour.
And what was anecdotally, what was the feedback you were getting from those who did think this was an issue?
Well, obviously, no one wants it to happen in real life. So why should we be rehearsing it is kind of the viewpoint of some people. And then other people probably don't take it that seriously.
The issue about public works of art being touched as well, and I think people would appreciate that point. At the same time, you know, the person who sculpted the, you know, the statue of St. Peter as you walk into the Basilica probably didn't expect everybody to rub his foot. I think the top of his foot has been replaced several times.
Sure.
After a while, it becomes a cultural thing, despite misgivings initially. Like, given that people have been doing this to Molly Malone back in Grafton Street and now over in her new location on Suffolk Street, has it become a cultural thing?
I think it probably has. And that's why I say, coming in with very strong opinions is probably not a great idea. I think we need to have a debate, and we need to talk to everyone who's coming up to that statue. And I think I saw some people, one tour guide, talking about the campaign about touching, and immediately the group didn't want to do it.
As soon as they were made aware that there was misgivings that people had, they said, all right, let's not bother.
And I heard the tour guide even say, I have no opinion about this, so it's up to you. They didn't do it.
Yeah.
So I think it is awareness and education is, and to get an outcome here, not just, you know, we stopped 10 people doing it, but that people are being educated about public art in general, and about, we don't maybe have to get into the minutiae of it.
Yeah. I mean, even if it is a cultural thing, I doubt there's many people who kind of booked their trip from the States to Ireland thinking, I can't wait to grope Molly Malone when I get there.
No.
It's a thing people probably only think of when they're standing in front of it.
Yeah, you mentioned the religious statues. It is a cultural thing that you touch statues when praying.
Yeah.
Because I've seen that so much in different churches. So they do become worn over time.
I don't think many people are praying when they're putting their hands on Molly Malone.
Probably not.
Is this in response at all to the campaign that's been run by Tilly Chidwell, is that her name? Cripwell, who's been running this campaign kind of in the media, as it were, or certainly out in the public sphere to have something done.
Yeah, well, I'm full of admiration for what Tilly is doing. And I always, you know, I work as an arts officer, so lots of people will lobby the council or be activists in different parts. So we have to have that. You wouldn't have any change in society without people who are activating. It's just to say that the truth of it is, Imelda May also was in touch with us some time ago, and various other people have come and approached us. So I think we may be slow about it, but we are actually moving it, and it's coincidental with Tilly's campaign.
There's some great suggestions here. I mean, there's some sensible ones. Put a glass screen around her, put a nice cast iron railing around it. That's from John and Nimmer. Darren and Tip says, plug it into the mains, it'll stop people pretty quickly. maybe there's an idea for you, Ray. Do you suspect that educating tour guides and having a few stewards there early on, kind of post-restoration, and having a few signs up will be enough, or would there have to be some sort of barrier or placed up on a bigger height ultimately?
I don't know. I went through this with Luke Kelly, which was being graffitied quite a bit, and once the person was arrested, that isn't going to happen probably this instance, but it stopped. It stopped after that, and there was somebody prosecuted also around graffiti on Molly Malone. It is something we take seriously. So I don't like the idea that we're going to surrender to this and put barriers around public art.
Okay. So the milder end of that spectrum, maybe a few signs, a couple of Dublin City Council officials early on, and it knocks it on the head.
That's it. I think we have to work the problem, as they say, and then say, what did we learn out of this? This works, this doesn't, you know.
Yeah, and perhaps there's the old hammer to crack a nut analogy as well. I mean, if a couple of people drunk at night do it the odd time, it's probably not anyway. The worst thing in the world, is it?
No, absolutely. It's just creating a cultural behaviour might be something we'd try and dissuade people
right.
from.
Ray, listen, thanks a million for joining us. Ray Yates is Dublin City Council's Arts Officer.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4. on News Talk.
Tired of listening to the same old playlists or podcasts over and over? Maybe it's time to mix things up. Try something new. Hit explore. Avoid the blah and the boring before you even put your headphones in. Add some fun in the mix. Say yabba dabba doo to a bowl of Pebbles cereal and enjoy by the spoonful. Fruity and cocoa Pebbles cereal. Less blah, more yabba dabba doo. Head to your nearest grocery store to buy Pebbles cereal today. The Flintstones and all related characters and elements copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.